Would everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Number 6, 24 through 26. Gracious Lord, as we finish this week's work and prepare to return home, we ask for your blessings. As our actions and words reflect our faith in you this weekend, we ask that you would give us peace in our hearts and within our families. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
The senator from Jefferson is here. Senator from Cass is here. Senator from the 13th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 14th day, Wednesday.
Senator January. From Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, as so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th District. The senator from the 4th requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Mr. President, I rise today to acknowledge that today is the first day of African American History Month. Although every day is African American History Month, but we recognize February as that month. As a member of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus, I'm excited to share with the body the story of Lloyd Gaines, one of the most famous African American Missourians. Lloyd Gaines was born in 1911. Played a pivotal role in the fight against segregation in education. Raised in the era of racist Jim Crow laws, Gaines recognized the inherent injustice of a separate but equal educational system. His aspirations led him to apply to the University of Missouri Law School in 1936. Facing rejection solely based on his race, Gaines joined lawyers from the NAACP to challenge the discriminatory practices of the time. His pursuit of justice took him all the way to the United States Supreme Court in the landmark case Gaines versus Canada. The court ruled in his favor, stating that Missouri must either admit Gaines to its law school or establish a separate but equal facility. It should be noted that the Missouri General Assembly at this time as a result of the decision from the United States Supreme Court, chose to appropriate funds for a new law school for African Americans rather than admitting Gaines to the University of Missouri. This new law school would be founded within the historically black college, Lincoln University, and the location of the law school was constructed in St. Louis. Due to the historic absence of funding for Lincoln University, which had not been fully funded since the land grant's inception in 1890 until 2022, Lincoln was forced to shutter the doors on their law school in 1955. Gaines' victory at the Supreme Court marked a significant step forward in the long struggle for civil rights. However, the story takes a tragic turn as Lloyd Gaines mysteriously disappeared in 1939. Despite the personal cost he endured, Gaines' courageous stand set a precedent for dismantling segregation in education and laid the groundwork for future civil rights victories. As we reflect on Lloyd Gaines' legacy, let us be reminded of the importance of perseverance, courage, and the relentless pursuit of justice. His sacrifices and contributions have left an undeniable mark on Missouri's history, serving as a testament to the power of individuals to change injustice and pave the way for a more equitable society. In our roles as legislators, let us honor Lloyd Gaines by continuing to champion policies that promote equality, justice, and inclusivity. Through our collective efforts, we can build upon the foundation laid by our history's heroes like Lloyd Gaines and ensure a brighter and more equitable future for Missourians. With this acknowledgement today, I would like to take the opportunity to call on anyone with information on the disappearance of Lloyd Gaines to come forward. Our history is richer. After knowing the beginning, middle, and end, we deserve to know what happened to the civil rights icon. If you know of any information, please reach out to my office or the proper authorities. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 10th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up on the dais, I think she's up there, but I have a special guest today. I'm really, really excited to have her here. We've been cheering her on for the last several months as she was a contestant on The Voice. And if anybody knows anything about The Voice, which I didn't, she got a four-chair turn, which is like all the judges thought her voice was angelic, and so they flipped around and they all wanted to coach her. And she got all the way up to the finals and was the runner-up. She lost by like a percent. So she almost won The Voice. Super proud of her. She's from Lincoln County. Her family's here. They're traveling around the country. She's doing concerts. And what I love about her is that she's so excited to be here. She's not quite jaded of politics quite yet like we are. So she actually wants to be in this chamber. And so it's really fun to have her here today. She's an incredible young talent, 16 years old, country singer, Ruby Lee Pearson. And she's done an incredible job. If you just go on YouTube and search for Ruby Lee, you're gonna see some incredibly inspiring vocals. She has an incredible voice. And it was really fun to follow it because my daughters, you know, every week they'd be like, what's happening? Show us the video, show. You know, it always came out like right when they were going to sleep. So they wouldn't go to sleep until they saw Ruby Lee perform. And then they'd walk around the house the next several days singing her songs. And so it was really fun. And her parents, Casey and Terry, are fighting for her as she grows in her fame. They're doing an incredible job thinking for her and caring for her and protecting her in the midst of all this fame. And her sister, who goes by the name Grumpy, which is hilarious, is her own brand herself. So she's become famous as she walks alongside her sister and encourages her. And it's really fun to see this family walk together as their daughter and their sister grows in fame. And just so honored, not only for all those reasons, but because she's just a great young gal. And we're really proud of her. She's a young leader. She has a faith. We're so excited about all that stuff. And it's a blessing to get to represent her. And we have a resolution we're going to give to her. But Ruby Lee, congratulations on all your success.
Let's welcome Ruby Lee and her family to the Missouri Senate today. Congratulations on your success. Senator from the 10th. May the chair inquire of you.
Can she sing? Let her sing. Let her sing something.
That would be against the Senate rules.
Well, that's too bad. Senator, I don't know the rule. You know I don't know
Senator,
the rules.
Senator, I'm inquiring of you, but thank you for trying to inquire of me. You know, I asked Ruby what she's going to graduate from high school in May and what her career was, and she's going to look at college and get into music. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, well, she made some comment, but that I'm not going to do that because only famous people do that. And I said, I got news for you, Ruby Lee. You're famous.
Yeah.
So she's not only good, she's humble, and we're certainly proud of her being a daughter of Missouri. So thank you for bringing her here to the Senate today.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Livingston County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Special guest, that thank goodness Ruby Lee was here, so I turned around and saw them in the upper gallery. So thank her very much. In the upper gallery behind me standing, they may have left because they don't want people to know I'm their friend. We met in 1989. I had all four of their daughters in school. And this man was also, his entire family, but for sure, John Quinn was instrumental in my desire to end up in the legislature. He was an awful good person to follow and watch while he was here that I thought was doing things for the right thing for our 7th district and the state, but also for the state of Missouri. It wasn't always about him, if that makes some sense. So him and his wife, Mary, have been part of our family for years, and it was such a wonderful surprise to turn around and see them in the gallery, and I hope the Senate will help me make them feel welcome to be here this morning.
Let's welcome the Quinns to Missouri Senate. Thank you for your service. Thank you for admitting the senator from Livingston is your friend. He's very comforted by that now. The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. The senator from Jefferson.
Mr. President, I have a resolution I'm sending forward.
Please send your resolution forward.
It's a resolution. I was happy I got mine right under because
I'm going to be waiting. Senator from Jefferson, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Resolutions? Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby is seeking recognition.
Mr. President, I move that HCR 37 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Of concurrent resolutions, please.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be concurrent resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that HCR 37 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The HCR is before the body. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that HCR 37 be adopted. This resolution convenes a joint session for the State of the Judiciary address for next week.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby, move for the adoption of HCR 37. All those in favor of that motion, it is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of HCR 37.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, you have moved that HCR 37 be adopted. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I move that HCR 45 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Shelby County moves that HCR 45 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Senator from Shelby.
President, I move HCR 45 be adopted. This resolution convenes a joint session for the address from the Consul General of Israel.
You have heard the motion offered by the senator from Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
The senator from Shelby County has moved that HCR 45 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May,
I would remind the members and guests in the chamber to keep their conversations to a minimum as we are calling the roll on this adoption motion. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Senators May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Livingston. Senator from Livingston, you are not recorded. You will be now recorded as an aye. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Ozark. As an aye, Senator. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, you have moved for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 45. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to go to the introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be introduction of bills. Senator from Newton, please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by Senator from Newton County?
Senate Bill number 1383, introduced by Senator Carter, an act relating to closures of places of worship.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Scott.
Mr. President, I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Scott County?
Senate Bill number 1384, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to circuit judges in the 32nd Judicial Circuit.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a bill.
Please
no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 2nd District?
Senate Bill number 1385, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to health care workers.
Members and guests, please keep your conversations to a whisper or take them outside the chamber. Proceed. Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1386, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to a tax credit for certain volunteer drivers.
Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Without objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send the report forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 23, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, Chairman.
Senator from Cole County.
General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 745, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernskeeter, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Emerging Issues has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Emerging Issues, to which was referred Senate Bill 802, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, 16.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, 861, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Luke DeMeyer, Chairman.
The senior senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from local government and elections.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 739, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Gannon, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway County.
Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 799, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Fitzwater, Chairman.
The junior senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Welfare has a report I'd like to send forward.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Welfare, to which was referred Senate Bills 1168 and 810, begs leave to report that has considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Coleman, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, without objection, I move the Senate go to second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1362.
Senate Bill 1362, an act relating to the financial statements of certain local governments.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 1363.
Senate Bill 1363, an act relating to county officials.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 1364.
Senate Bill 1364, an act relating to domestic relations.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1365.
Senate Bill 1365, an act relating to income tax deduction for certain research expenses.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 1366.
Senate Bill 1366, an act relating to accountability measures for elementary and secondary schools.
The Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, Senate Bill 1367.
Senate Bill 1367, an act relating to county health ordinances.
Agriculture, food production, and outdoor resources, Senate Bill 1368.
Senate Bill 1368, an act relating to the offense of endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1369.
Senate Bill 1369, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Water Law.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 1370.
Senate Bill 1370, an act relating to mental health treatment courts.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1371.
Senate Bill 1371, an act relating to duties of the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development.
The Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children. Mr. President, also, would you please re-refer Senate Bill 871 from the Committee on Education and Workforce Development to the Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children. And also, please re-refer Senate Bill 890 from the Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence to the Committee on Progress and Development. Also, would you please refer SCR 28, SCR 29, and SCR 30 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those bills shall be re-referred and referred. Senator Shelby.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be go to announcements. Announcements. Senator from Livingston.
Thank you for recognizing, Mr. President. I think you knew what was coming, and I thought you might want to skip over it.
Not at all, Senator.
Not at all. Well, I'm beginning my announcement. Really, this begins Tuesday. Staff members, pay attention, because there's a word free involved in this as well. Great Northwest Days that many of us are accustomed to happening will begin Tuesday, February 6th. There'll be people traveling around from my district, you know, that little 19 counties up there. Matter of fact, we might make Great Northwest one county larger, because when the maps were redrawn that they're discussing in the Supreme Court right now, it included Sheridan County, which is kind of a new add to the Great Northwest. And I wish the senator before me was here to do his Great Northwest introduction, but it's up to me. So we see that on Tuesday, people coming in, and then Tuesday night will be the reception at Capitol Plaza. And as normal, everybody should remember that legislators are welcome to be there. There's no lobbyists involved with this at all. Of course, that evening is free. Come eat really good food. We might even be bringing it in from Northwest as well. And with that, I had some people talk to me last year, said, why don't you guys pay for staffers as well? That's unfair. And for those of you that come to my house and visit, yes, the aluminum foil is washed, folded up, put it back in. Most time I wash it. And we will put the plastic silverware through the dishwasher as well. So that tells you I am fiscally super conservative. But I've decided, and Representative Van Schoik, we can open up the checkbook just a little bit. So all staffers It is also free for you when you check in. Please let them know that the senator from the 12th and the representative from Andrew are taking care of the bill at this time. And then again, Wednesday morning, there's a breakfast. Some of you may decide to show up. And I don't know how many people know this as well. I'm sure this is just like the Quinns. I would imagine the Honorable Zell Fisher doesn't want anybody to know that we know each other. We're about the same age. And he's from the very northwest corner, and he's going to be the speaker at that breakfast that morning. You will hear more, and you know I can stand up here like a used car salesman and keep going if you want to. But with that, Tuesday night, on the calendar, and you're seeing this senator pay that I won't even pay to take my kids out to eat. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, for that announcement about the great Northwest. The announcement of the greater Southeast will be coming soon. So with that, order of business is announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that we need to recognize our beautiful senator from the 3rd, who has a birthday tomorrow.
Could we
39
always,
again.
Could we all wish the senator from the 3rd a happy birthday? Order of business is announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You have heard the motion of the senator.
Mr. President.
Senator Shelby.
I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, the 5th, at 4 p.m.
You have heard the motion by the senator from Shelby, which is to adjourn until Monday, February 5th, at 4 p.m. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, February 5th, at 4 p.m.